So before we start, I just really want to quickly say thank you to everybody that came to the premiere last night for my movie in the cinemas. We laughed, we cried, heaps of people were there. It was awesome, awesome experience, greatest moment of my entire life. So just really want to quickly say thank you to everybody that came through. Yeah.
Charlie, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast, bro.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
How's life going? How's everything?
Oh, good, bro. Just on the grind. You know how it is.
That's good, bro. That's good. So, might as well start the questions off here. Where do you see yourself in 4 years?
4 years. That's quite a big timeline. I hope to be doing content like full time with a steady income. In terms of like what I will actually be doing in 4 years, it's quite hard to tell because the way I look at it is like what I'm doing now with social media, it's not really going to be what I'm doing in 4 years. I don't know what I will be doing in 4 years, but yeah, hopefully everything will work out and I'll be doing something.
That's cool, bro. That's cool.
Can I ask is like, because these guys all know who you are.
Yeah.
But I'm like off TikTok. So when Jamie introduced me to you a couple of weeks ago, I went on to look at see who you are for the first time.
Yep.
Bro, you're funny.
I appreciate it.
So I want to ask, as someone who hasn't necessarily seen your journey from the beginning,
yeah,
I want to ask, like, where did you start? How did all of this come together?
I've always been really into making, not necessarily making content, but just being on social media and doing things with social media. Like, I've had various accounts since I was like probably 9 or 10 years old. But the current TikTok that I'm on, this started in, I think, 2022. And I was just posting really bad videos for ages, but I was like slightly like mentally deranged. I was like, okay, these videos are really, really bad, but if I just keep posting them, eventually it'll take off. And eventually it's been really gradual. I've never had one moment where I've just blown up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always been very gradual growth. And my content that I was making on TikTok at the start is very similar to now. It was kind of New Zealand stuff. There was like a little period before where I wasn't doing that, but that content, it was making no money. So I had to switch niches.
That's cool.
Was there like a specific TikTok or video that, like, because I know you said you kind of gradually
but
was there one that kind of went like viral, like anything? Was there that one video that you remember like, okay, this is actually doing insane?
Nah, not really. I mean, like, I can remember the first New Zealand video that went viral. It got like maybe 200,000 views.
Oh, yeah.
But before that, I was still pulling like tens and hundreds of thousands of views before that. It was just it's genuinely been really gradual. Like, I used to post like 7 times a day and every video would get like 200 views. And then like it just slowly built up to the point where like it went from like 200 to occasionally I'd get like 1,000, and then it would go to like 20,000 and then 50, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But now it's at a point now where it's like, it started not like to plateau, but it's like I've kind of hit the ceiling of doing New Zealand like stuff. So can I swear on this podcast or not? I've got to the point where it's like the New Zealand shit, like I don't have as many followers as a lot of other people who do New Zealand content, but I pull like the same amount, if not more, views than them. And it's like I can't really grow that much more with this niche. At the moment I'm just trying to figure out how I can break out of it.
That's cool. So I saw recently you did a collab with Young NZ Dan.
Yep.
How did that come about?
I saw a video of him on TikTok. What was he doing? I think it was just a bunch of like big poly dudes like recognizing him in public, being like, oh, NZ Dan. And then that video had like 200,000 views. And I was like, I need a collab with this guy. Like, everyone knows who he is.
He is probably one of the funniest porn stars I've ever met.
What?
Have you met him?
No, I've like
talked
Vanjie? To him before. Yeah, bro.
Wait, is he a porn star?
Yeah, NZ Dan is.
He's like a New Zealand porn fella.
He drives around in like a van and
When I was waiting for him, I was like looking at every van I was driving past. I was like, that's not Dan. And then I saw this like huge fucking Sprinter pull up with like blacked out windows. I was like, oh, that's NZ Dan.
What was it like being in the casting van?
Oh, it was pretty interesting, bro. There were just like Cody's on the ground, and I'm not even kidding.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was pretty coke, but yeah, he's a funny cunt.
That's cool.
That's so good. I didn't know. See, I feel so old because I'm just not on TikTok, so I don't see all these big...
Do you consume any, like, short-form content, or you just...
Instagram Reels, would you count?
Hell yeah.
Instagram
Reels are, like, it's literally just re-uploaded TikToks, and then also shit that you can't post on TikToks, like fucking videos that are too, like... insensitive, I guess.
Against the community guidelines.
No, I have a TikTok account where I post, because I do YouTube videos, and then of course there's the podcast TikTok. So I got those two TikToks where I just post on them, but I don't watch anything on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might need to get onto it though.
Yeah, bro, get on TikTok. You're missing out. The first ever video I saw of NZ Dan was him walking down the streets with a box of Cody's. Yeah. He's like, hide your aunties, hide your sisters.
Yeah, I think I've seen
Uncle
that one too.
Dad's coming. I was like, oh, no.
That's such a
I think he's moving to Australia soon. It's going to be Ozdan.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's kind of getting rid of it.
Yeah.
It's like your,
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, so where would you say your, like, inspiration started from for, like, all these accounts?
I don't know. I've obviously, like, with videos, I've taken inspiration from other people, but I've never, like, had one inspiration where it's like, I'm starting because of this guy. Because, like, I've been doing it for so long. Like it's just, yeah, it's always just been, I've enjoyed doing it. So it's what I've done. Yeah,
that's cool.
Who's someone, like, you would love to collab with? Anybody in the world, even if it's Obama, Trump, anybody, literally anybody.
Trump.
In New Zealand, I'd have to say Usgang and his crew. Outside of New Zealand, shit, I don't know, that's a good question. There's so many people. I don't know. There's so many outside that I love to work with.
I reckon Usgang would be like one of the easiest people to work with as well. I feel like he's just
I know Usgang.
Yeah.
I know Usgang. He's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and Jackie DeAsian.
Yeah, Jackie. Oh yeah, I've talked to Jackie a bunch. He's a cool guy. He's a really nice like dude.
Yeah.
What do you think about like Jimmy Jackson's crew and stuff? And Terrell Tuffer.
They're cool. I've met Terrell. Fuck, it was buzzy. He came up, I was at CreatorCon last year and he came up to me being like, oh, fuck, love the videos, bro. And I was like, oh, shit, that's crazy. they're cool. I'd love to collab with Jimmy and shit as well. Yeah, he's pretty hard to reach. He's like up there.
Yeah, he's like peak, I wouldn't say peak New Zealand fame, but he's like one of the.
Yeah, he's like, he's been like on top of it for like fucking since I was a kid, bro.
You know, he's originally from like the North Shore and stuff.
Is he?
Yeah, bro.
I wouldn't picture him as a North Shore dude.
Where is he now? What, Hamilton or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Hamilton, yeah, because he's got the Cool Shit store in Hamilton.
Yeah,
that moved to Tauranga during the summer as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool Shit store.
Yeah, I've been there. That's where I got a couple of my Skip the Boat t-shirts.
At the Cool Shit store?
Yeah.
Did you see they got fucking robbed recently? Like some little kid came in and just did a run over.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the kid actually gave it back to them eventually. Yeah, because I saw them, Jimmy Jackson's manager posted on Instagram being like, we got it back.
Oh, wait, doesn't he do strawberries now too? Or strawberry like
that was at the Tauranga store.
Yeah, like
Is that just like a, like a little pop-up store type thing? Just
It
was during the summer just because a lot of people are in Tauranga for the summer and stuff. But yeah, it's actually a pretty cool store, not going to lie.
Yeah.
There's got some good shit, but it's low-key a bit overpriced in my opinion. I got the Skip the Boat t-shirts for like $60 each.
What boat shows were they?
One was like the Dreams one, Never Give Up on Your
Dreams. Oh, that's pretty crazy. I guess they have to make a profit on it, but yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was a bit crazy, but they don't really sell it anymore, so it was kind of understandable. And another one, I can't really remember which one it was, but yeah, it was like kind of, I was like, fuck, they don't sell these anymore. I might as well just cop it anyway.
Yeah.
So I wasn't too bad. They sell a bunch of other random shit as well, like Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
And
cool shit.
Yeah, I was just saying cool shit. I want to have a, where is it, Hamilton?
Main Street of Hamilton, opposite, well, not far from the casino in Hamilton.
Might be going through Hamilton on the weekend. I might actually check it out.
Yeah,
I'll keep in mind it's only open from midday onwards.
Okay.
Which was a bit annoying when I went there, but I can't do shit about it, eh?
Cool shit. Can't do shit.
Cool shit. So, you did a collab with Herman for Skip the Boat. What was that like as well?
Oh, that's cool. I've filmed at a bunch of Herman's events. I really fuck with Skip the Boat's vision. So yeah, I filmed their last pop up store, and then I've also done all of their free shows that have been in Auckland except for like the first one. Yeah, it's a mixture of I fuck with Herman's journey and his message and everything, and then also they get for some reason they do fucking really well on TikTok. The latest one I did, it kind of flopped. Like all the ones before that, they got like 150,000 views.
Okay,
yeah,
it's pretty hit and miss though.
To be
honest.
Yeah.
We're interviewing him next week, which would be pretty cool. Do you have any like tips for interviewing him just to kind of throw him off guard?
Ooh, I'm not sure, bro. I couldn't tell you.
That's all good. That's all good.
I want to ask you. You mentioned something earlier about something. CreatorCon or
yeah,
is it in New Zealand?
Yeah, yeah. So really? Last year was the first one. It's just like a big meetup of like creators, like agencies, brands, and all that. And then it's just a big networking event, basically.
Is that once a year in New Zealand?
Yeah. It's once a year.
When's the next one?
July, I think. You either get invited or you register your interest. I can share it with you guys after, because it doesn't matter how small you are, but you can probably get in.
I'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
Where was it hosted?
Eden Park. Yeah. It's one of like the skybox kind of things. And then, it was pretty buzzy.
I don't think New Zealand had anything like that.
The first year. It was it wasn't like massive. Like there were a few big names, but it was like wasn't like huge. But it was a fun event, and like definitely learned a bit, because I kind of we got like some like insider info from like Instagram and TikTok, and like they kind of share a bit of stuff. Yeah, it's cool.
Shit. So like, who actually hosts it? Is it like
I think we are Tenzing, which is a like marketing agency here, influence agency, sorry. So they hosted it, and I think they were backed by like some big brands who like actually funded it. I can't remember who the brands are now, but yeah.
Shit. That's pretty mean. Did you meet any other like biggish creator or just like creators you've never heard of before then?
Definitely some creators I've never heard of, but yeah, Terrell was like probably the biggest person I met there. Judah as well. I met Judah there as well.
Didn't she win TikTok of the...
New Zealand TikTok of the year.
And Usgang was up for nomination as well, and he got like cartes about it. That was a bit ratchet.
Yeah, I mean, Judah and Usa are like homies and shit, so it's like, but...
Mutual.
Yeah.
So they have the TikToker like awards, is it like once
a year? And then that's over in Australia, and then New Zealand. New Zealand might have had a few categories, but yeah, New Zealand TikTok of the year was the main one. I think Judah did make sense for winning the first, like... thing, because she was like, fuck, her Nixon, her crew, they all blew up like first gen creators, like they were big for like ages, you know.
I quite like Nixon. I'd love to have him on the podcast at some point.
He'd probably be keen. He's funny cunt.
I don't know if he would like, I feel like he would be like, oh, if you're gonna pay me, G, like you're all good.
I reckon he would do it. He's quite busy, so you'd have to work around a schedule. Probably.
No, that's fair. There's like a lot of people we kind of have booked.
Because I think he did. Do you know the Attention Seeker, Stanley Harris? They're like he did their podcast, and he doesn't pay to put people on. They just come on. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So have you ever done any other podcasts or anything like that before?
I've done the Attention Seeker podcast. I'm doing another one. I was meant to do it. Shout out AltBears. I was going to hop on their one. Start of April, but all of the flights are booked because they'll fly me down to where they do the podcast. So I think I'm doing that sometime after April. But I've only done one other one other than this.
Do you find that creators quite often fly you to collab or?
No, this never happened before, bro. not there yet, bro. But they're like AltBears is like they're supported by the Great Barrier community because they're down in Great Barrier. So
that's
like they get
half.
I think yeah it is, but like they get given like free plane tickets and whatnot for the. Yeah, for people and shit like that. So
I got a question. This is quite a tricky question because you either know the answer and it's so interesting you can go in depth with it, or you don't really know it at all. But say TikTok wasn't a thing and you weren't doing it, what do you think you'd be doing?
Like TikTok, like any short form exists, or just all of its
like it exists, but it didn't peak you. It didn't peak you. Yeah, you didn't.
I'd be doing YouTube. YouTube's like, that's kind of my YouTube, and I haven't started this yet. But live streaming are like the main things where I kind of want to end up. Yeah. I don't think that TikTok's really viable, like long term. It's like even TikTok has a saying, like it all starts on TikTok. You start on TikTok, and then you figure out what you want to do, and you push yourself to other platforms.
You get an audience on TikTok, during the lockdown. Yeah. I think a lot of
because it's. Honestly, it's so fucking easy to get like a big audience on TikTok.
Yeah.
But then it's like, what do you do with that audience? Because if you just write off the fame on TikTok, it's going to fizzle out probably faster than if you're able to convert it into something that's more sustainable long term.
You kind of have to grasp it while you're popular.
Yeah,
and convert it, like you said, convert it into something.
Yeah. Because it's quite like you're constantly maintaining 15 seconds of fame almost. Maybe it's different if you're bigger, but even then, it's quite easy to just like fall off.
The first lockdown, I made a TikTok account and I was like, so bored during the day. I was actually grinding it every single day. And I made one video where I just threw some cat food into the cat bowl.
Yeah.
For some reason, got 800,000 views. Besides that, I made a whole bunch of like really, really cringy videos. Like cringy TikToks.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately don't know the password to the account. Oh. And I've been trying to shut it down for like 2 years. And I
so it just exists?
It sits Damn. There. It sits
That's
there.
Crazy.
I can't get rid of
Viewers,
it.
Go find that, bro. Go find that.
my TikTok, I think just before lockdown, I did like this video at school. Like I was still in school at the time. We like were all pulling up our socks and shit.
Yeah.
It was like weird sock day. And I just did a video of everyone, videoing everyone. I think it got a couple, I got like 180K hey. Followers on my TikTok now. And I think it got a couple hundred million. And I was like, what Damn. The fuck is this, bro? Like, yeah. But ever since then, they're all, I don't know. They're just like all random people. And they don't really, you don't get that engagement anymore. With,
That's another thing I've always been careful of is I've never wanted to like blow up off of one video and then have like get a huge surge in like followers and shit and then just not get any viewers. Yeah. Because that's a recipe to just have a dead account and have it not go anywhere.
That would kind of suck.
Yeah, because it's quite easy to get like a random silly video to go like super viral. Like, have you seen that strawberry TikTok?
No.
Oh, my God. It's like chocolate and it's like they pan in and out. Yeah, that's just got like fucking, 20, 30 million likes and it's just like a 10-second video of them zooming in and out of...
Bro.
Yeah.
That's a bit... And like, if they were make any other content as well, people would probably just be like, oh, no, fuck this.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy. This guy sucks.
Yeah.
Which would be a bit, suck a bit.
Yeah.
You recently did also a video about Once Were Warriors.
Yeah.
What did you think about that
film? Dude, oh my God. Once Were Warriors... I went into, because I've been doing like, I've been recreating like New Zealand movie scenes at the moment, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get some movie scenes from this movie, watched it, and I was like, fuck, what am I meant to do from that come, bro? Great movie, wouldn't watch it again, but great movie. It's pretty fucked, man.
Yeah, bro, I just recently watched it last week as well.
Yeah.
First time, bro. It's like, it's got that rewatchability, but you don't really want to rewatch it.
I probably watched it in like an hour because I couldn't handle it. Like, I had to skip through like... some of the fucking scenes. Like, I got the idea of what was happening, but I just had to, like, spam skip through it because I was like, holy fuck, this is heavy.
It's a pretty, like, I low-key felt a bit depressed after the movie. Yeah, it was like, fuck.
There's a second one that, like, not many people know about. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, What Comes of the Broken Hearted.
That's the
name of it. I really want to go watch it.
Yeah.
But I'll probably just, like, pirate it or some
shit. Yeah, no, same.
It's, like, the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Have you done... You said you were, like, recreating New Zealand scenes.
Yeah.
Have you done Boy?
Yeah, I've done the Chardonnay scene. And I think I've done one other...
Hump for the Water People?
Yeah, I've done Boy and Hump for the Water People. I did both of those movies.
Those are the obvious ones,
and I was like, fuck, I don't know what else to do. That's why I went and watched Hump Once Warriors, but yeah, I can't fucking do shit from that.
New Zealand's got, like, I love New Zealand movies. They got such good New Zealand comedy in it.
Yeah.
But I don't think other countries would get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Surprisingly, I guess Australia's pretty interlinked, but the movie scene ones, it's like 50% Australian viewers compared to my normal, which is like 15% Australian or like 5% Australian. Yeah. So they reach Australia, but yeah, I couldn't imagine like that shit reaching like anywhere else.
I know Hump for the Water People reached like America, and that's how like Julian Dennison got the job in Deadpool and all that.
Yeah.
And that's how Taika got the job for Four.
Yeah.
That reached a big audience.
Didn't you recreate Thor just recently as well?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
Literally today, yeah. I've been trying to figure out ways to kind of avenue out of New Zealand a little bit. And I was like, okay, I could try Korg, because Korg's a New Zealander. And then I'm going to try some Australian movies. It's not my only kind of content, but I was like, this is probably an easy way to shift out of it a bit.
You said that you might be wanting to get into streaming. What's the haps there?
I don't even know what I'd stream. I just would like to start streaming. Because it's becoming more and more like kind of like the meta, like with, because it's so like the TikTok clips, like streaming and then putting it all into TikTok clips. It's such an easy like thing
easy
to
way
do.
To do it.
Yeah.
Would you like potentially do gaming or would you just do?
I'd probably want to be a variety. I wouldn't want to be stuck into one game or one specific type of streaming because then I would get really sick of it. Yeah. So I'd be wanting to do variety of things. Yeah.
Would you ever potentially do IRL live streams, just like walking down Queen Street.
I think that's like low-key the one thing I probably wouldn't do. I just get paranoid about like people in public.
Yeah,
like not like random people, but people who are like, you know how like, have you ever seen people get like stream sniped?
I was gonna say stream sniped.
Yeah. Like fucking what's his name? Ice Poseidon or some shit. He came to New Zealand and like fuck, the shit people were doing to him was brutal. I think he's pretty disliked in general though.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of Ice Poseidon.
Yeah, no, neither. Fucking fuck that guy. But
he just walks around and like acts like he's. Oh, I'm so famous.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I know. He's kind of cringe as fuck, which is probably why he gets even more shit in public. But he got
stream sniped by that autistic guy on the Australian autistic guy.
Spidey.
Yeah, Spidey.
Hey, you know he's in like a mental ward at the moment? He's been there for like over a month, bro. He's cooked.
He was there for a month and just, I think it was last night or the night before I went on TikTok, I was just scrolling through and he was live and he was like showing around like...
He was in his gown
and stuff and he was walking around.
Giving a tour.
Yeah, it was pretty much, but he was like pretending he was on his phone, had his like earphones and he's like, got stuff like, got me locked up in here, like we can only cook food at certain times, and that was all because he went to
Thailand. Yeah. I'm honestly not surprised. I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner because he's like, his content's pretty fried, to be honest.
Bro, like, it's major, like Pyrocynical, Moist Critical have done like videos about him saying like, this guy needs fucking help.
Yeah.
Because he would like, he went all over the country pretty much for like, I'd say a good 2 years. He'd just travel randomly and making money off TikTok.
Bro, he was going into the fucking, the women-only parts of, like, Japan, which is, oh my god, it's such bad taste.
So disrespectful. And then, like, there was this one video that kind of got my attention. It was, like, fucking 4 or 5 in the morning in England, and he, like, woke up in this field, and he's like...
Bosh!
But, like, his eyes were just fucking huge, bro. And he just looked like he was fucking off his face off drugs.
Yeah,
and
he'd been on ketamine, bro. Like,
yeah, he was
that.
On the ket for, like, days straight. And the stupid thing about it as well is, like, he had, like, the powder all over his nose and, like, on his moustache and shit. Didn't even bother hiding it.
I see why he gets people hating on him then.
He's done even more outrageous shit like that. Like, one of my mates sent me one of his videos ages ago where he went into a public bathroom and he just picked up, like, a pile of shit. Like,
nah, no, he didn't.
No, he did. Like, he's actually deranged, like, genuinely. I'm not surprised. He is
special.
He's kind of, like, literally in... Like, he's the, like, pinnacle of, like, anything for views. Like, it's disgusting.
I can't imagine people going to that anything for views.
Yeah, bro.
He also, like, had a full-on argument. He was live streaming in his house, and you know how, like, with live streams you can have TTS?
Yeah.
So he had TTS on with his sister in, like, the background, and they were, like, TTS was talking mad shit about his sister, and his sister got real mad and was like, turn that shit off. Like, I don't want that. And then they got in a massive argument, and then he also got in an argument with his mum, and then ended up getting kicked out and like live streamed the entire thing.
Yeah, I remember
thing.
That.
It was crazy. The
first thing that goes to mind is views.
Yeah, as much as I like dislike his content, I did also, I've seen like all of the lore with him, but he always comes up. Not really anymore because he's fucking in a psych ward, but
he needs to
so he's
be
actually
here.
In a psych ward.
Yeah, yeah. No, fully. He got like sent back from Thailand and immediately his mum like fucking got him into the psych ward.
Yeah, I think he went missing for a week in Thailand because he was like on the grind for like live stream, like every single day, hooking up with like ladyboys and like doing trending shit, like just dirt cheap over there. And then I'm pretty sure he went missing for a week and his like family went over there to go find him, found him, and then like admitted into a psych ward. And he was like real against it at first, and I think he is still against it, but it's kind of for the better, honestly, just because he's
if I was his fucking parents, I'd be like fucking get to the fucking psych ward, can't.
If I ever got to that stage, please put me in a psych ward. Fucking hell, holy
shit, bro. I'm sending you to a psych ward myself.
And like you said, the worst part was like in Japan, he was just mad disrespectful to everyone. Like they have these, because like the sexual assault rate is really high in Japan. He just walked through they have this like these woman carriages in the trains. He just walked straight through it and he's like, oh, I'm the woman conductor, looking around and like, he's
like,
oh, you have
social influences like being disrespectful in Japan.
Oh, bro. It's so right. I've been to Japan before and it's like a really nice and polite people. It's like genuinely one of the most cleanest countries as well. Why would you want to go and just like be a cunt to everyone?
Yeah.
Fuck that, bro. That's just ratchet. Like, understandable if you go down Queen Street and just like, a piston just like yelling shit, but you do that over there, bro, you'll probably just get stepped out of, arrested by the police. They're pretty like hard with that shit. It is fucking cooked, bro. I don't know what it is with this thing. Like recently I've been seeing a lot as well as with live streamers, they just like think they have this moral high grounds and they just go around and do anything they want.
I hate influencers like that in general,
especially American ones as well. They just think like
the American ones, man, in LA, piss me off.
LA's the worst for it, in my opinion. Yeah. They just kind of go around and just like, fuck shit up, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, just have some respect for people.
Yeah, I think my least favorite niche of like content creators are the town interviewers. The kinds who just interview drunk people and like, what's your body count? That kind
of
shit.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of that recently in Queen Street. Like they'll go out on a Saturday night and saw these Māori creators. I don't know who they are, but I've only seen two or three videos. They'll just go up like Custom Street or something, find a drunk group of chicks and just be like
taking the piss out of the drunk ones, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty ratchet.
Just asking them questions, normally they just would walk past you if you asked them.
Well, the annoying thing about it as well is they're drunk.
Yeah.
You don't know how drunk they are.
Yeah.
But what if they wake up in the morning and then see that video blowing up on TikTok and they don't realize they've done it? It's like, fuck, that's a pretty like ratchet thing to do, because, well, sure, it's good for views, but fuck, bro, like that they could embarrass them and that could be seen by their family or cause some kind of shit that you don't know about.
I don't think, obviously, don't go up to like drunk people and stuff. I feel like, because you should be a TikTok content creator too. You should do content creating. And I think you should start with like not interviewing drunk people, but like interviewing people and asking permission to film and like.
That's way different to that style. Like, there's interviews, three interviews where it's all good and it's sweet. Yeah. It's very specific. The people who go out only
like kind of wholesome.
Yeah.
I think you should do that type of, because you should be a content creator. You should do that type.
Fuck yeah! We did this whole video mid last year with the car meet.
Yeah, but you need to release it. I want to see it,
bro. I need to go to another one and get. So we went out and I was trying to make this kind of storyline. Have you heard of a YouTube channel called? It's like a New Zealand documentary channel.
Department of Information?
Yeah, Department of Information. Yeah, yeah. I was trying to do a style like theirs, their video with car meets and shit. And we went there, we interviewed a couple of people, but it just wasn't enough content. And I'm waiting to release it because I just need to stop being lazy, bro, and go out and actually interview some more people. But yeah, I'd love to just be a content creator and kind of get in the midst of it. Yeah. But at this point in time, it's just, I don't know.
Just start, bro. Just start doing it.
The content creating I do is I do, because I make movies.
Yeah.
Some for cinema, some for YouTube. And then we vlog them.
Yeah.
Make random skits to promote them. And so I upload like once a week on YouTube for years. And then I just take those clips and I put them on TikTok. Mm. So I don't know if I call myself a TikTok creator, because I'm just taking clips from YouTube and put them out there.
You're primarily a YouTube creator.
Yeah, I'd say primarily YouTube.
That's valid.
I like long content.
Yeah, that's valid. Long form, it's just the move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to engage people with long form content. That's the only problem with this day and age, especially with so much short form content.
I mean, like, people say that, but then, like, if you look at the numbers on YouTube, like, there's still, like, fucking shit tons of people on YouTube, and everyone, like, people still pull millions, tens of millions of views all the time. So, like, although a lot of people might struggle with the long form now, like, it's still a very viable option, I think. Mm.
If you were to possibly go into longer form content, how do you think you would combat that problem of trying to engage people for long form content?
Well, I've been starting to do long form like on YouTube, and I haven't really found my style yet, but I don't really want to do super hyper edited and hyper retention shit. It's what I started off doing, but it's like I don't really like it anymore. I kind of like more authentic, slower shit. And I've kind of seen this trend recently where, not necessarily now, but like that hyper edited shit, I reckon it's going to go out of fashion eventually. Just hyper, even, like, you see people like Mr. Beast, even like he's probably like the fucking pinnacle of flashy, YouTubers. Super fast.
Yeah.
But even he's starting to make his videos from 10 minutes to 20 minutes, and he's kind of stretching out and letting it like build a storyline and shit as well.
Did you hear about his Amazon deal that he just did recently?
What was that?
So Amazon came to him with a deal, and he's wanted to be doing a game show on like one of the streaming platforms, but they wouldn't give him like
He's been talking about that for ages. I think I heard him say that on like Colin and Samir podcast or something.
That was on the second one, but on the third one recently, just said he was going into it. The only problem was like he tried doing deals with Netflix, but they wouldn't give him creative control, and Amazon were the only people who did, and they kind of blurred out what the budget is, but.
It was definitely fucking heaps, bro. Decent.
I love Mr. Beast, and like, because his content, he doesn't swear in it.
Yeah.
I love it when he goes on the occasional podcast.
Yeah, no, he just lets loose, bro.
It's so funny.
Bro, the most trippiest thing about it is when you look at him, you think maybe he's like 30.
No, he's
25.
Yeah, he's 25.
He's like only fucking 5 years older than me, bro. That's out of it, to think.
Yeah, when I went on the fucking, what was it? When I listened to the last, not the most recent one, but the second one, the Colin and Smith podcast with him, I was telling my parents about it, and they're like, fuck, how old is the guy? And I was like, 25. And they're like, eh? What the fuck?
Bro,
he's been going since he was like fucking 13.
That's 2 years older than me. He's two years older than me.
Yeah, bro. And he all started off, like, his most popular videos, him counting from one to like 100,000.
Reading the dictionary too?
Oh, yeah. Bro. I remember when he was doing that shit. I'm like, I've been watching him for fucking ages. The series that I started watching him on, I don't think it exists anymore on the internet, but it was like fucking Worst Intros or some shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I started watching it. Like, the first ever video I saw from him was counting from one to like a million or whatever the fuck it was. And I was like, oh, what is this fella up to?
Yeah,
I used to watch him hundreds, but now I've kind of just died off a bit.
He should do it again.
I remember the first like money giveaway one he did. It was the like 10 grand to a homeless person one.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing that, and because no one was really doing that at the time, I was like, holy shit, that's fucking...
He's changing the
that's,
game.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then, remember he was like, he was trying to organize with like a brand. They were going to give him like 5,000.
Yeah, and then he was like, double it. Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, what are you going to spend it on? And he's like, I'm just going to give it away. And they're like, no, you can't give it away. Yeah. And he just straight gave it away. They're like, what the fuck, bro? But it actually did way better than anyone expected. He was just thinking outside the box for that time, though, because no one else doing it.
Yeah.
You could say that his Squid Game video was probably better than the Squid Game show.
Honestly, to be honest, I actually quite fucked with the game show, although I did think it was kind of just like garbage cheap reality show, but I still enjoyed it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I got fucking hella invested in the characters, and I can't lie.
Put it this way, Mr. Beast's Squid Games video got like way more money. It just trumped the Netflix show.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And it was just kind of out
of the show was good, but like the game show that Netflix did, was it good?
I enjoyed it, but like it was just like kind of classic trashy reality TV. So I don't know, it wasn't like, I think from like a production standpoint, I reckon Mr. Beast's one was probably better, just because like, fuck man, he put that together and fucking so fast.
He put it together in like 2 weeks, and I think he spent 100 million, or not 100, like 100K on the set, and then gave away.
It was, I think, wasn't the total like 2 mil? Like he spent 2 mil and then, it was in the millions, and I remember, because I remember one of the podcasts, he was like, I like just broke even or some shit like that. Yeah, that video was insane.
He gave away a shit ton of money for it as well, which was kind of
weird. Sometimes I watch these videos and I'm just like, how does this guy just have so much money?
Well, the way he gets his money is he gets money from like brands and deals, and then he just reinvests it straight back into his company.
His like brands make fucking heaps of money too. He stopped doing it, but Beast Burger, I think, did last year operated 200 mil in revenue.
I think there was one that's still open in LA. He closed the one that was like in the middle, like Texas.
Did you see the Colin Smith documentary on the opening of the Beast Burger?
Oh yes,
dude,
yes,
that was fucking insane, crazy, bro. Man,
they went like all day and there was still a line out the door. And oh, bro.
And he's doing movies now too. He voiced a cameo in the Ninja Turtle movie. Yeah. And he's also in Kung Fu Panda 4 for like one scene.
Yeah. Damn. Fuck, I'm going to the premiere of that movie on Sunday, the Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm
not gonna lie, I'm very pessimistic of it.
I'll tell you what.
Because the trilogy was like goated fucking kids trilogy.
I'm not gonna ruin it for you. But I've heard reviews.
Yeah, I've heard reviews as well.
That it's good or bad.
I'm not gonna say.
Well, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But you can tell, you know, the Furious Five.
Yeah.
Such a big part. They were very expensive to bring back, and Kung Fu Panda, the franchise DreamWorks, has moved on to Universal, so Universal owns it, and DreamWorks is actually in a lot of heat because Universal cut like 50% of the cost for Kung Fu Panda. Like the trilogy cost like $150 million each movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one cost $80 million. So there were a lot of cuts. It's not necessarily bad, but you can tell I'm already a lot
very
missing.
I'm already very pessimistic going into it. Yeah. I just got invited to the premiere, so I was like, oh yeah, cool. Okay. Go for it,
How do you like invited?
That one was through Winwolf, this other creator. He was just like, do you want to come? And I was like, okay. He gets invited to like any PR event in like Auckland, so he just sometimes will plus one me.
That's cool.
That's on. Where is the premiere?
Newmarket, I think.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, he also went to, not with me, but with my other mate, he went to the Dune 2 one.
I haven't seen
it. I really want to see it. Yeah. I haven't seen one. I'm struggling to get through it, but like all of my mates who've seen Dune 2 have been like, bro, fucking such an insanely good movie. Like you
have
gotta
you
see
started
it.
Dune 1?
Yeah. I started it and I did fuck with the story. It was just so slow. Like
Oppenheimer? Did you watch Oppenheimer?
I haven't seen Oppenheimer. I also want to watch Oppenheimer.
It's long.
Yeah.
It was so long and it was like, in my opinion, I was able to watch Dune part one.
Yeah.
All the way through. What like first watch?
Yeah.
Oppenheimer. I watched the first time, but Dune 1 was just a lot more better in my opinion.
Yeah. I can watch really long movies, but sometimes if the pacing is way too slow, I can't like I think the longest movie I watched was, have you seen Once Upon a Time in America?
Nah.
That movie, is like, I think the extended cut's like 4 hours long. It's insane.
Yeah,
long.
The new Justice League was 4 hours long too.
Whew, that's crazy.
Except with people making 4 hour movies, that's where you just lose a lot of people.
I took a couple, you know, bathroom breaks to watch that one.
Yeah.
Jesus. What was another one I watched that was fucking hella long? Napoleon. That was a fucking long as hell one as well. I couldn't get through that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one either, but my mates haven't been that into it, so I don't know if I will. Yeah.
I've heard it. I would like to see it.
I would also like to see it. Yeah.
Last question. If you were to wave a wand tomorrow and have any wish come true, what would it be?
I'd want to know how to get successful. I wouldn't like wish to immediately have lots of followers, but I would wish just to know how to do it. Because I don't know. I haven't cracked the long form, and that's what I really want to know how to do.
That's cool, bro.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure having you on the podcast, and thank you for coming.
Yeah, bro. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody probably knows where to find you, but for those who don't, how can we find you?
Follow me on TikTok at Charlie Gallagher. Here you go.
Thank you so much for coming.
Sweet. Thank you, bro. Have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Sure.